When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all enjoyed a great Wednesday, full day of baseball action. Got a small little slate for you on Thursday to talk about shortly. But let's recap the news and notes from Wednesday and get you caught up on the good things around baseball. Carlos Correa has been dealing with plantar fasciitis for over a month now, and he re-aggravated it in a pretty good way, beating out a single on Tuesday. So he sat out Wednesday's game with Thursday's day off. They're hoping a couple days off will help Correa a bit and expect him back on Friday. This will be a lingering issue that he's been dealing with for quite a while now and will deal with for the rest of the season. New York Mets' Mark Vientos had an MRI on his wrist and it revealed inflammation. He is day-to-day. A's recalled left-handed pitcher Kyle Muller from AAA and sent Spencer Watkins back to AAA after Spencer got beat up in his last outing. Hunter Green, Cincinnati Reds, good news here. Hunter Green was great in his last rehab outing, and he is set to make his start in the Reds rotation on Sunday versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Cincinnati Reds also made another roster move, designating Luke Weaver for assignment. Anybody that plays DFS or just likes extreme hitters, that's one that bites the dust for us. Adalberto Mondesi of the Boston Red Sox has been shut down from baseball activities and will not play the rest of the season. He will now be a free agent to start 2024. Carlos Rodon of the New York Yankees threw a five-inning simulated game on Wednesday. He looked good, felt good, everything was great. And they're saying the Yankees are saying if he bounces back on Thursday, feels good, that Rodon will rejoin the Yankees rotation on Tuesday in Washington, or against Washington, I should say. A lot of St. Louis Cardinals news here. Ryan Helsley mentioned he had a setback on yesterday's show. He had an MRI on Wednesday. The results weren't bad. Nothing was negative in the MRI results, but at the same time, they weren't overly thrilled about bringing him right back to the mound. So he's currently shut down. No timetable of when he'll start ramping things back up again. So Helsley likely out, I'm guessing, till September. So I'll just keep an eye on that whole situation. Nolan Gorman, he missed yesterday's game with the back injury, missed Wednesday's game as well with the back injury, and more news came out that he can't even bend over or twist without back pain. This could be a thing that takes Gorman out for a little bit of time. So keep an eye on this situation. Lars Nootbaar, he's been swinging a great bat for the St. Louis Cardinals, but he left Wednesday's game with lower abdomen contusion. He is day-to-day. Tommy Edman, who's also been heating up of late, left Wednesday's game with a right calf contusion. So the Cardinals just kept losing guys left and right. They left Wilson Contreras a couple days ago. He's still not back in the lineup yet. So keep an eye on all these situations as the Cardinals are decimating at the moment. And if you can stream pitchers against them, might be the time. Marcus Stroman, we mentioned he has a rib injury, which would not allow him to come off the IL on Tuesday. Well, we got more information. Marcus Stroman has a right rib cartilage fracture. So we went from a hip injury to a right rib cartilage fracture. There is no timetable for Marcus Stroman at this point in time, as he has to cartilage has to heal on its own, basically, without any, like, basically rest, no movement, nothing. So we'll have to kind of wait and see how this one goes for Marcus Stroman. Eloy Jimenez is day-to-day with a groin injury. Stop me if you've heard this before. Tampa Bay Rays, I guess some positive pitching news. Andrew Kittredge is likely to rejoin the Rays bullpen in Anaheim this weekend. He's been out since 2022 due to Tommy John surgery. So this will be his first appearance in the bigs since 2022. Mackenzie Gore left his start on Wednesday with a blister injury he was dealing in that start. So hopefully it's nothing too major. The Mariners, they placed Tom Murphy on the IL as he's the backup catcher, so nothing too crazy there. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., who's having a pretty good season for the Diamondbacks, left Wednesday's game with a left hip contusion. He's day-to-day. Jose Siri left his game Wednesday with the Rays with a pinky sprain. The Rays don't consider it too serious. Expected back this weekend is what they were saying. Hunter Brown of the Houston Astros, we mentioned earlier this week, he had his start pushed back. We knew it'd be sometime this weekend against the Mariners. It has been made official. Hunter Brown will rejoin the Astros rotation on Sunday versus Seattle Mariners. And then Matt Chapman, he missed his third straight game with a finger injury that he sustained in the weight room. He is still day-to-day with no clear timetable at the moment. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. You want to make some money-making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with the promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100, so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. A couple lines I'm looking at here overnight. Keep riding the red-hot J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, over 9.5 fantasy points in a really nice matchup against Kansas City. Pete Alonso over 1.5 total bases as the Mets take on Adam Wainwright. It's brutal for Waino these days. In that same game, though, Paul Goldschmidt over 1.5 total bases going up against Jose Quintana. We love Goldie versus lefties. Riley Green has been on fire of late. More about him to come in the show, but I'll take over 8 fantasy points as the Tigers face Xavier Curry. Again, everybody, that's Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Just a friendly reminder here, you must be at least 18 or over and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Riley Green, said we'd mention him again. Green went 3-for-4 with a triple, a home run, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. He's healthy. He's raking. Since August 1st, Riley Green is hitting .315 with 5 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Everyone's hyped up on him last year, got hurt, never really established himself. Riley Green is establishing himself right about now. Stone Garrett, this is a fun one for the Nationals. I will preface this, primarily a platoon situation, hits against left-handed pitching most of the time, but you never know. When he keeps hitting like this, might get some more playing time. On Wednesday, Stone Garrett went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. That'll be 2 solo shots for you keeping track at home. Over the last 9 games for Stone Garrett, he's hitting .357 with 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 6 runs scored, and 9 RBIs. Quite productive if you can play the streaming game with Stone Garrett. And then Nelson Velasquez, I tweeted about this when the Royals traded for Nelson Velasquez. I have a lot of draft champions, draft and hold shares of Nelson Velasquez because I love the power potential of this ball player. Velasquez went 2-for-4 with a solo home run on Wednesday night against the Mariners. Since joining Kansas City on August 10th, Velasquez is hitting .316 with 3 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Very productive stuff there from Nelson Velasquez. Make sure y'all check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Paul Blackburn dealt in St. Louis. 7 shutout innings for Blackburn, 6 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. He's been pretty effective overall this season. He has the occasional blow-up, but for the most part, Blackburn has been great. He had 10 whiffs and a 38% CSW. Over Blackburn's last 5 starts, he's thrown 30 innings, allowed 7 earned runs. Most of those came in 1 outing. He's walked 11. That's a bit of a bugaboo, but he has 30 strikeouts as a K per inning for Paul Blackburn. So if you're looking for strikeouts and interesting ratios, I think Blackburn's a nice little streamer from time to time the rest of the way. Mackenzie Gore mentioned earlier that he was throwing a good one before the blister went out. Gore went 6 1/3 shutout innings with 1 hit, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts for Gore. He had 13 whiffs and a 32% CSW. He's also been pretty effective minus the walks of late. Over Gore's last 5 outings, 27 1/3 innings pitched, 11 earned runs, 11 walks, but 27 strikeouts. So Gore is showing kind of what we hoped he would at one point in time. He's doing it this year for the Washington Nationals. And then Reed Detmers, who might have been pitching for his job, not sure if it was enough, but he did the best he could on Wednesday against the Texas Rangers in Texas. Very impressive start here from Reed Detmers. Seven and a third shutout innings, one hit, four walks, and five strikeouts for Detmers, nine whiffs, and a 27% CSW. It has been brutal for Detmers of late. So we'll see if this gets him another start in the rotation, or, as some speculated, maybe a trip back to AAA. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and Rena's daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Paul Sewald picked up his 25th save of the year as he's starting to find his groove with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Marcell Iglesias picked up save 23. Carlos Estevez saved 26 for the Halos. Matt Brash picked up his third save of the season as Munoz has been struggling. They went to Brash. Brash gave up a home run to Velasquez and hung on for the 9-8 win for the Mariners and the save for Brash. And then Josh Hader picked up his 27th save of the year for the Padres. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrigan, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, it's a small slate. There's a couple games early. There's a four-game evening slate starting at 7:15 p.m. Eastern. The Bats are going to want Mets versus Waino. That's a given. I don't mind Detroit versus Xavier Curry to be a little sneaky there. And then the Cardinals versus Quintana. So you can game stack that Mets-Cardinals game. Get a little Detroit action versus Curry. Have some fun there. On the pitching side of things, give me some Lance Lynn versus Milwaukee. Keep racking up those strikeouts for Lynn. And then Tarik Skubal versus the Guardians. The Guardians don't strike out a ton, but Skubal's been quite effective, and it's a small slate with very limited options. Speaking of small slate, outside of watching some aces pitch, like I'd like to see Skubal. You got Gallen going, a few other things there. I'm looking forward to the nightcap on Thursday night. Brewers-Dodgers, Corbin Burnes versus Lance Lynn. That should be a fun one, folks. That's going to be some appointment television on Thursday night. So hope you all enjoy that one. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Quick one for you, as there wasn't a ton of craziness to talk about for Thursday. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's short slate and get you ready for a full-fledged Friday of action. Again, if you haven't checked out pitcherlist.com, go check out all the great free content, written content, podcasts, and more. And then go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You will not regret it. Get you in the Discord and much, much more, content. Be the first to know about so many more things at pitcherlist.com. So PL Plus, PL Pro, don't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. I will be back to you guys tomorrow. This was your First Pitch Podcast Thursday, August 17th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.